Good morning, everybody. Randy Volander on the weekly podcast. It is Tuesday, the 28th of June, 2016. Thanks for joining us today. Summer. Are you guys in full swing? We are at our house. We've got three of the boys out this week. Jackson and Grayson are off in Chicago, and Zion left this morning to go to South Dakota to play with the Olympic Development Program for the sub-regional event. We're excited to see how he does, but we didn't go with him. We sent him with a friend. So we've got, we're down to seven kids now. Of course, I mean, the older boys are kind of pretty much self-sufficient, certainly the older two boys, but down to seven, but those are seven that are nine and under. And it's been hot here in Kansas City for the last week. And hot means you kind of have to temper how many hours you're outside, because you could just flat melt and then you have a mess. And so, you know, you go outside, play in the water, come back in, go outside, play in the water, back and forth. And we thought that was kind of difficult to manage. Then I woke up today, it's raining. So now we have seven kids, nine and under, in this nice little ranch style home all day because it's raining. It's going to be the crazy train at our house this week if it doesn't get somewhere in the middle between rain and blisteringly hot. I'm incredibly distracted this morning as I record this because somewhere someone in my office has found an old picture, perhaps on the Facebooks or wherever they found them. Old picture of me. How old? I have a tie on and I have hair. So it's got to be, I'm looking at it, I must be in my late 20s in this picture, and they've made copies of it, and it's showing up everywhere. As I started to record, I shut my door, and I found three of them taped to the back of my door, and there was one by the copier. Now I'm getting a little paranoid, because I don't know where else that these things are. It's making me a little freaked out. I'm going to go look for them, actually, now that I think about it. I'm going to look for them and come back in just a minute for a pretty serious conversation about the state of our nation. I'll be right back. And we are back. That is the unbelievable sound of Over the Rhine. It's an old school song. I'm thinking that song must be 20 years old, but great stuff out of Cincinnati, Over the Rhine. Check out their old stuff, their new stuff, and their stuff in the middle. It's all good. Now, I attempted this podcast yesterday. It's what I usually do. I do what I normally do. I print off several articles relating to whatever I'm going to talk about. I highlight some things and I start recording just kind of off the cuff. And of course, yesterday I was looking at the Supreme Court's ruling. And I've done this stuff enough now. I've done podcasts long enough that I don't hardly ever do a second take. Not that they're perfect. It's just that first time's usually close enough. Yesterday I tried six or seven times. And at first I thought I was distracted because the door wasn't quite shut right. Then I couldn't get the sound levels right. And then I just kept flubbing the first line. And finally I said to somebody on my staff, if I don't nail it this time, I'm done for the day. It's just, you ever do something long enough that you know it's not going to work? I barely made it to the second sentence before I just shut the microphone off and packed my bag. And I got home thinking about the day. And I realized that while I was outraged at the Supreme Court's findings, I was also deeply sad. Now, if you haven't been following this, I was outraged because the justices of the Supreme Court decided it was an undue burden to require an abortion facility to meet the same basic health standards as a place that might be doing something like LASIK surgery. That somehow ripping a child from its mother's womb was something less clinical than an upper endoscopy. Now, I had an upper endoscopy. They go down your throat and, you know, take a look around. And I had the safest of medical care. Now, I was petrified because I'm a big chicken. But I was very well taken care of because the doorways were wide. If something had gone bad, they could have got me out the door on a gurney. The doctor was a doctor that could actually check me into a hospital. It was perfectly safe. Why would a woman terminating her pregnancy not deserve the same thing that I had? The regulations of the state of Texas, we're told, were an undue burden on the abortion provider, were really not that extreme. They talked about specific soap dispensers, talked about a hallway wide enough to fit a gurney down in case something went wrong. And an abortion, something is inherently going wrong. It required that the doctors would be respected enough to have admitting privileges in local hospitals. They didn't require a clinic to be prepared to do emergency surgery. They only guaranteed that if an emergency happened, the patient would have the best care available. I was outraged that somehow they felt that was an undue burden on women who they were going to perform an abortion on. I was also outraged at Judge Kennedy for being that swing vote. I was mad at Ronald Reagan for appointing him, okay? I was mad at Ronald Reagan for appointing Sandra Day O'Connor. I was mad at George H.W. Bush for appointing Souter over the years. Now, Souter's not on the court anymore, but I was mad because our conservative heroes can't pick Supreme Court justices to save our lives or the lives of the unborn. When we look at the heroes of the conservative movement, we have largely swung and missed at the court. All the talk about this election being all about the court, we haven't landed a decent Supreme Court justice in decades. More than outraged, though, I was sad. I was sad it has come to this. I was sad the people who will say they want abortion to be safe and rare and legal will fight against people who try and make it safer or rarer, let alone legal. I was sad because a nation that mourns the loss of a gorilla by decreeing that those who shot it to be murderers would cheer the Supreme Court findings as some great breakthrough for humanity. Did you see the tweet by The Daily Show yesterday before they deleted it because everybody went bonkers? The Daily Show tweeted, and I'm paraphrasing, "Congratulations, Supreme Court of the United States. Let's all celebrate by going to Texas and knock somebody else up." I was sad that our nation thinks that way. I was sad because we are in massive denial of every great belief system that says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Sad because we think we can live this way with impunity. Just sad. One of my favorite places in all of Washington, D.C. is the Lincoln Memorial. Absolutely love it. Standing there looking to the east, you can almost feel the presence of Martin Luther King Jr. You can almost hear his voice echo, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last." If you turn 180 degrees and you walk back into the memorial itself, Abraham Lincoln sits there towering over you, and off to the right is an inscription from his second inaugural address. It was noteworthy because he didn't lord success over the heads of the southern states. He was actually very conciliatory and very, very sad. And I have read this before on this podcast, but there's a reason it's chiseled in stone. It's appropriate. And in this passage, he reflects on the Civil War and wonders if perhaps it's punishment from God for a nation that endorsed slavery for so long. He wonders that maybe the 600,000 men killed, the bloodiest war in our history with ourselves, was in fact a scourge from God. And he closes his address to the nation like this: "Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may pass quickly away. Yet if God wills that it continue until all the wealth piled up by the bondsman's 250 years of unrequited toil shall be sunk, And until every drop of blood drawn by the lash shall be paid by another drawn by the sword. As was said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. He goes on to say, with malice towards none and charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne in battle and for his widow and for his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with our nation. Wise words. It's a sad day for our country, but it's not the last day. If we, with malice towards none and charity for all, firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, strive to represent Christ in our churches and our families and our city halls and our high schools and our places of business and our places of recreation, maybe we can shift this nation. Maybe we can achieve a just and lasting peace for all, including the unborn. Have a great day.